British archaeologists made a historic discovery in northern England this week, a Viking cemetery more than 1,000 years old. The graves of 6 Viking men and women, with swords and spears, jewelry and drinking horns, saw the light of day for the first time since the 10th century. Archaeologist Faye Simpson, who helped unearth those graves, joins us from London. Ms. Simpson, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem.
How, when, where were these graves first found?
They were first discovered, actually, through a metal detector find from a man called Peter Adams, and that was in about the end of March, and he brought the brooches to me, and we did some further tests on them, and it showed that they had worm casts and textile on the back of them. And they're only actually the 5th pair to be found, these tortoise brooches, in England anyway, so they were a unique find in themselves.
Were the people involved astonished by the age of these objects, and it must be said, the remains of people?
We were absolutely shocked. We were shocked by the condition. They were preserved absolutely amazingly. The brooches, you could still see the gold and silver gilding on them. You had textile remains. You had weaponry. We had whole swords with inlay on. They are really stunning, and everything was laid out perfectly. It was literally like they'd just been buried yesterday.
Is it possible yet to tell by looking at the remains what brought these 6 people to be buried there?
No, it's not. That's the thing that really stumped us all. There's no evidence of any settlement in the area. Actually, there's very little evidence of much Viking activity in England at all, anywhere, apart from in York. And there's only been one other cemetery, which is actually a cremation cemetery.
And I would imagine 6 people get buried together. Your mind begins to run possible scenarios. One assumes that perhaps they didn't die of natural causes.
Well, what we think is because they were all buried in separate grave cuts, it could have been a family group. Mm-hmm. And we do think maybe they did die of natural causes, although we won't ever know that because we don't have enough skeletal evidence remaining. So we're making assumptions. But the thoughts go somewhere along the lines that these are the original settlers and they would have probably lived nearby, and they were immigrants with all their finery, very high status people, and they came across and settled in the local community and made a life for themselves and then buried their dead there.
Miss Simpson, what could the import of this discovery be?
I think in this country, a country that's a huge deal, I think actually all over the world, it teaches us that they came across and they didn't intend just to raid like we assumed they did, but they did come across to settle and did come across to build a life for themselves. So we must have had something going for us.
Well, Ms. Simpson, nice talking to you.
That's no problem. Nice to speak to you too.
Faye Simpson, an archaeologist and representative of the Portable Antiquities Scheme in Great Britain.